This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are going to continue down this road of honoring our Working Mothers of the Year because, frankly, it's just so much fun. I really enjoy it. I am so pumped to be able to shine a light on positive women who are doing exceptional things. And I think that that's exactly what all of us need right now, is to be a little uplifted and a little celebratory about the fact that we are women and we are strong and we are to be respected and we are doing amazing things. So I'd like to introduce you to Mary Naughton of a company called Novartis, who is an exceptional company as well. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
And congratulations on becoming a Working Mother of the Year. I know it's a really big honor and it's a really big deal. And we absolutely love Working Mother Magazine shining a light on women like you. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's very humbling and I'm really, really grateful for the honor.
Well, now let's talk about your company, because you're proud to work at Novartis, I know. And I'd like to get some insight from you on how your company's policies that allow support and flexibility for working mothers personally impacted your family.
Sure. So thank you. I am, you know, most fortunate to work for Novartis, and I work in the oncology division at Novartis. We're a large pharmaceutical company. And I've been very fortunate to have benefited from some of the wonderful programs that Novartis offers, not just to working mothers, but to all working parents. And quite specifically, you know, I unfortunately lost my husband about 3.5 years ago. He passed away quite suddenly and unexpectedly. And so he was a stay-at-home parent that left me dealing with not just coping with that and the grief and everything, but also how would I carry on to be able to do the work that I needed to do to support my family, but be able to care for my family. And I'm the mother of 3 boys. At the time, they were 7, 16, and 18. And so I was very fortunate that Novartis has a couple of programs that do support parents and afford flexibility. And one of those really allowed me to alter the place that I was working at any given day. So, for example, I came into work in those first couple of months after my husband died. I had a first grader that I had to now take complete care of. And so I was able to work at my desk here at Novartis for the most of the day and then leave early enough to go pick him up from school, keep his life and his routine as normal as we possibly could in the face of this, you know, of our new world, if you will. I could go home and care for him and do the homework and get the dinner started and then go back and finish the work that I needed to do for Novartis at night after he was settled. So that was one example of just some real great flexibility that Novartis afforded me and I was able to take advantage of. I also subsequently took some extended leave, and that was really time to deal with my personal life and to spend some quality time with my 3 boys. Novartis was very supportive of this extended leave. So both of those I'm very grateful to have been able to take advantage of over the last couple of years.
That's phenomenal. You know, we at Working Mother, we always applaud the companies who have these. People call them progressive approaches to their policies, but really they're just smart and they work for American families. And when you see an example like you, someone who has been able to get through something so horrific as losing your spouse and the father of your children, and you know your family was really, you know, taken by surprise by this and able to come out of it thriving and able to contribute to the company and to your community and to, you know, the country in turn, you know, that's huge. And that it just highlights the importance of companies really paying attention to what works for the American family. And I'm really happy to hear that that's the case for you and be able to show that example to people who, many of our working moms are struggling with situations like that, that are similar and maybe workplace environments that aren't so friendly to these types of situations. And it's really important that we do stand for these types of changes and these types of policies, because companies like Novartis are doing what's right by the families that work for them. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that story.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, you participate in fundraising events for a very worthy cause. I'd like to hear more about that. And I know that your sons are, you know, watching you do all this. As moms, you know, we love to hear stories about fundraising events. What are you doing?
So we actually have been able to participate in a couple of events to raise money and awareness for a group in New Jersey called the New Jersey Sharing Network. And the New Jersey Sharing Network is responsible for organ and tissue donation throughout the state. And my husband was a tissue donor. And the way we became involved in this was that I ran a couple of 5Ks and I did a half marathon in the last couple of years of my life. And I had a 5K planned for just a few weeks after my husband died. And my little guy, who was 7 at the time, had never run. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go out and do it. And I felt that it was important for him to see that, you know, I'm not going to curl up in a ball and that we move forward and we still can do things that gave us joy. So anyway, convinced him to run. He did great. And we subsequently found out about a 5K event for the New Jersey Sharing Network to raise funds. We put a team together in my husband's name. And I think it was really important because it helped us rally around something positive that had come out of this tragedy, something that we could all still get together and be together as a family and friend unit, a way we could give back, and a way that we could put something positive out of something so tragic. And so we participated since in 3 different events, 2 of the 5Ks, a Long Beach Island 18-mile run. And through those 3 events, or throughout those 3 events, we raised over $20,000. And all 3 of my boys have participated in all or at least one of the events, even though 2 of them are in college, they come home. We've had family and friends participate, college friends of my husband's, and it's just been a really great way to keep his memory alive, do something positive, and raise money for a wonderful organization. And so it's been a good thing.
That is fantastic and so inspirational. And we're going to be back with more right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and you're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.